शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सब की याद लेके जैसे मैं वतन में पहुंची।
On the day of the Satguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region. I saw that there were many little containers in which the fire of tapasya was burning, as happens in the path of bhakti. So it was a very beautiful atmosphere of tapasya all around. So I was looking at that scene very closely. So this fire was emerging from the source, and beautiful rays of light were spreading all around, creating beautiful designs all around. There were many who were sitting in tapasya in the angelic form. So there were five fires of tapasya burning, and something was written by each one. On the first, outside the first fire was written, one support, one strength. Secondly was written, whatever is fixed in the drama. In front of the third fire was written, the almighty authority and all powers. And the fourth, by the fourth fire was written, the embodiment of blessings. And the fifth was written, the thoughts and stage. So there were five fires of tapasya burning. After a few seconds, I saw Baba coming from a distance. And Baba said, what are you looking at, child? I said, the scene of tapasya is very, very beautiful. The images that are emerging from these fires of tapasya, the rays of light, is creating very beautiful designs. So I was there, Baba was standing before me. And then noticed that from a distance, there were this kind of balls of light flying quite rapidly in terms of a bit of chaos. So Baba said, on one side there is nature, the five elements, secondly situations of life, and thirdly people's behavior and their activities. So these are the three situations, three test papers that are being faced by countries and societies and the world. So looking at all these situations, some children remember their one strength, their one support, their one trust, and they're creating their stage based on that. There are other children who are making their thoughts very powerful, becoming the embodiment of those positive thoughts, and they're able to transform, bring about a transformation in nature and in the situation.
Hath pakda ho na, hath pakda karke circle banate hain,
I then saw a third scene where there were souls standing in a circle holding each other's hands. But that circle was sometimes moving up above, sometimes down. So Baba explained that there are some children who still have a lot of faith in Baba, they have a lot of trust, but from time to time when they face situations, they look out for support from other souls. So when they depend on other souls for support, and sometimes their inner stage is that of happiness and joy, and sometimes they become disheartened. So their inner stage fluctuates. Baba has given his hand to the children, he's placed his hand in the children's hand, and the children have placed their hands in Baba's hand. So there's no need to look out for external support. Do not make situations your support, because it won't allow you to go beyond the situations, it won't allow you to transform the situation. So according to the present time, nature, situations, and situations that have been created by human beings, all of these three things are moving at a very fast speed, it's increasing. But this fast speed will bring about transformation. So what do the children have to do? Make your elevated thoughts your foundation. Place your hand in Baba's hand. Always keep Baba as your companion. Go beyond the situations and bring about a transformation in the situation. Baba then called all the children before him. Whatever tapasya, however much tapasya each child had done, they were able to see the form of that, the result of that before them. Baba continued saying that the children continue to have good experiences through their tapasya, they are receiving special attainments, they are able to transform themselves also. So according to the present time, tapasya and transformation are going to move along side by side. The more deeper experiences you have in tapasya, you will have deeper attainments, and then the task of world transformation will be easily accomplished. Baba is giving the children a lot of love, and Baba looks at the dance that the children dance of happiness, and that makes Baba happy as well. You are Baba's dearly beloved children, you are Baba's companions, and Baba has great pride in his children. Baba gave lots and lots of remembrances to the children. I offered bhog to Baba. And after offering the bhog, I gave remembrances of certain souls who had given special messages. I then returned. Om Shanti.